There is a spark of the divine light present in all living things. In the sleeping, it is nothing more than an ember waiting for the breath of life to spark it into flame. In the awoken, it is a fire burning bright, casting its light out into the world, inspiring and warming others, and banishing darkness. Even in the awoken, the flame can be diminished. It can be buried. It can be lost. When darkness rises from within us, it can engulf the light and overwhelm it. And of course, if we allow others' darkness to overwhelm us, this too can extinguish the flame. I am the Archangel Chamuel, guardian of the spiritual fire of man. I come in love and light and peace, that I might offer you some wisdom now, to help you on your way. During times such as these, it is important that we do what we can to foster the constant nature of the flame, to encourage its growth, to shield it from the guttering winds around us, to protect it from the darkness that might threaten to overwhelm it. For each and every person is in need of their own divine light, and those around them too are in need of its brilliance and power. We must then tend the flame constantly. We must give it room to burn, provide it with oxygen so that it might feed. We must do this by making time in our lives to follow those simple and often quick spiritual pursuits that will enable the fire to burn. Prayer, meditation, healing given to ourselves or sent by thought to others, the reading of spiritual texts, the thinking of spiritual thoughts, working with those tools that have been given to us by the divine to help us on our spiritual journey, mantras, mudras, mandalas, crystals and the like, herbs and incenses and oils. We must endeavour to do something each and every day. It does not even matter how long we might commit the time to do this spiritual deed or act, but only that it is done often in this regards. A little goes a long way. We can also employ those spiritual presences who guard and guide us to help us in maintaining the constancy of our fire by calling upon them to do so, by asking them to sustain our energy when we feel that we can no longer do this for ourselves, by asking them to hold us, to guard us, to guide us, to cleanse us, to protect us from ourselves and circumstances and others. It is important to remember that these presences can only intervene when we give them leave to do so. Without our instruction, they are forbidden to interfere in our free will. But when we pray to them, when we invoke them, when we give them permission to intercede, they can stretch forth their hands and aid us greatly. At this time, during this unprecedented crisis that sweeps across the world and holds everyone in its hand, the task, the simple task, to remain positive, to be spiritual, can seem momentous and almost impossible to achieve. And yet it is possible. With a little care, with a little thought, with a little help, it is possible and achievable. It is true. What I am asking of you may seem like a mountainous challenge, but rather than focusing on the summit of the journey, I would encourage you to focus on the now, on each and every step that you take upon the road, on each day, and that you do within each day to encourage the growth of the flame. Balance is, of course, essential. The courting of the fire must not become escapism. If you are to utilize the divine light properly, then you must be present and in the now. That is why you are here, to cast the light of your divinity out into the world, that the world may be influenced by your wonder and your glow. There is no point in retreating inside to such a degree that your effect upon the world becomes diminished in your endeavour to escape it. As well as all of this, then, there is, of course, a simple visualization that can be employed every day with the aid of the lighting of a candle. Take a candle, any colour, a tea light candle will do, and light it at the beginning of your day. Focus on that small and gentle flame, and close your eyes. See a reflection of that flame inside you, burning in the centre and core of your heart. This is your spiritual fire, that part of you which comes from the divine, eternal and infinite, a part of you that has always been and that will always be. Focus on this flame and breathe. And as you hold your attention here, channel your breath towards the light and see it grow. Speak to it. Pray to it. Call upon it and affirm its presence. Say words similar to small and shining flame inside, light of the divine, I call to you, I summon you, I invoke you, I tend you with my thoughts and my attentions, grow, shine, burn bright out into the world, casting the brilliance of your light into the darkness, into my darkness, guiding me close and at one with my Creator, with the Divine, that I might be empowered and enlightened, strengthened through this connection, and enabled to face all challenge in love and truth and peace. Let this be so, in accordance with the will of the Divine and the will of my higher self. So mote it be. Amen. Then either leave the candle to burn somewhere safe, so that throughout your day your eyes will meet it and be reminded of the burning light inside. Or, alternately, blow the candle out and use it again the following day. Such simple rituals of reflection and sympathy can be powerful indeed in affirming and reminding us of the power and light that we carry within. Imagine the shining lights of 100,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, situation. Joining to create one brilliant light that dazzles, that burns through every obstacle, bringing wonder to the world, and hope, and peace, and joy. In conclusion, then, hear this. I too can be summoned and invoked to aid you. As the keeper of the fire, it is within my power and my gift to strengthen and magnify the divine light within you. And so in times of extreme need, when either you yourself feel lost, or you know of another whose light you fear is dimming in this darkness, call upon me by name and petition me to aid yourself or them. Ask always in conjunction with the will of the higher self and in conjunction with the will of the divine. And then this will ensure that whether you ask for yourself or another, the petition will always be done for the greatest and highest good. In love, then, take these words and use them wisely and well. They are given in love, and they are given in light. I am Chamuel, and I leave you with my blessing.